Shanghai is located at the mouth of the Yangtze River on China's east coast, with a land area of more than 6,000 square kilometers and a population of 20 million. It's the country's largest economic, financial, and commercial center. Compared to Beijing, Shanghai looks more modern and fashionable, but seems to lack places of historical interest and other symbols of China's past. But in fact, this vibrant international metropolis is also an ancient city with 700 years of history and culture behind it. The Bund area is the most famous tourist attraction in the city, often referred to as the contour line of downtown Shanghai. It's located on the western bank of the Huangpu River, which is known as the Mother River of Shanghai. The area was the earliest settlement for foreigners in the city. Due to its advantageous geographical location, Shanghai was turned into an open port city in the 1840s, and it grew into the most flourishing city in China, as well as the financial and trade center of the Far East during the early decades of the 20th century. The Bund is a typical showcase of Shanghai's links with the Western world during this period of history. Its name derives from an Anglo-Indian word for an embankment along a waterfront, and that is what it was in the beginning, when a British corporation constructed an office building there in the 1840s. Following that, dozens of Western-style buildings were erected in the area for foreign companies, banks, churches, apartments, and hotels. Today, the place is home to some 60 historical buildings of various Western architectural styles, such as Gothic, Baroque, Romanesque, and Renaissance. At the Bund, visitors can take a cruise along the Huangpu River down to the estuary of the Yangtze River and fully enjoy the elegance and beauty of Shanghai. Shanghai is one of the best places for shopping lovers. The city is nationally known as a shopper's paradise, and one of its major shopping districts, Nanjing Road, enjoys a reputation as the number one commercial street in China. The street is clustered with both old brand stores and ultra-modern shopping malls. Here you can find not only all types of Chinese goods, but also all the big names in international fashion and the most stylish and chic products from all over the world. Food is always an essential part of a good trip. After a busy day sightseeing or shopping, you will probably be more than ready to sit down for a nice meal. Shanghai is a haven for everyone who craves delicacies from all over the country and around the world. You might feel overwhelmed by the great variety of Chinese and foreign cuisines available, but it will be a great pity if you don't taste some delicious Shanghai snacks. The best place to sample the most authentic local snacks is Cheng Huang Miao, a marketplace filled with shops, restaurants, and food stalls. Here you can enjoy all kinds of tempting Shanghai delicacies. Shanghai is a charming place where modernity mingles with antiquity and the East meets West. As one of the most dynamic and prosperous cities in China, Shanghai will play host to the World Expo from May 1st to October 31st this year. To mark the event, China has named 2010 the Tourism Year of the World Expo. Since its successful bid for the World Expo in 2002, Shanghai has spared no efforts in preparing for the international event. To ensure a more orderly and beautiful environment for the Expo, Shanghai has implemented an extensive facelift project ranging from building new roads, widening streets, and refurbishing old buildings to upgrading infrastructure, increasing green coverage, and correcting improperly translated English signs in public places. The facelift project has given Shanghai a new and more beautiful look to usher in the World Expo. Zhou Hanmin, deputy director of the Shanghai Expo Executive Committee, says the changes in Shanghai's environment reflect the Expo's theme, Better City, Better Life.
Shanghai will be a gardening city starting from May. Shanghainese try to behave as very wonderful hosts for this gigantic project. And we understand very well, whenever friends or guests are coming, they need to have a very peaceful and beautiful surrounding.
Shanghai's preparations for the Expo have won praise from Akim Steiner, Executive Director of the United Nations Environment Program.
Shanghai has, in the last 10 years, and more recently with the Expo as a driver, undertaken a significant increase in its efforts to address environmental quality and pollution. The last 8 to 9 years of having increased 4 times the area of green forest and vegetation cover in the city.
The World Expo is expected to attract 70 million visitors from home and abroad to Shanghai during its six-month run. This will pose a big challenge for the city's transportation system and service industry. To cope with the huge passenger inflow during the expo, Shanghai has invested heavily in upgrading its public transportation facilities. The airport is the first stop for many people coming to Shanghai. As a major part of the expo infrastructure construction project, a new terminal at Shanghai Hongqiao Airport was put into operation on March the 16th to enhance the city's passenger handling capacity. The 360,000 square meter terminal has 45 aircraft parking bays and an annual capacity of 40 million people. For those arriving in Shanghai for the first time, taking a taxi is probably the easiest way to get around. But if you have time to take the subway or bus, you may find that public transportation in Shanghai is equally convenient and efficient. Yang Xiong, Shanghai's deputy mayor, says the city has established a comprehensive public transportation network that provides multiple options and convenient services for travelers. The total track length of the subway system reaches 400 kilometers, ranging third in the world after New York and London.
We have taken many measures to solve the traffic problem for 400,000 daily visitors. There are 5 subways and over 10 dedicated direct bus lines to the site, in addition to the 90-plus regular bus lines.
Before benefiting visitors to the expo, the upgraded public transportation system has significantly improved the traffic situation in Shanghai and brought great conveniences to local residents.
I noticed that the roads are much wider now. Some streets have been reconstructed, and those roads where traffic jams usually occur have been adjusted. These adjustments have eased our transportation a lot and saved us some time on the street to work. Also, there are more trees and grass on both sides of the street.
Since the Shanghai Expo is approaching, the government has done a lot to reconstruct our city. Several new subway lines were completed a few days ago, and some new bus lines have been recently added. These have eased our daily lives a lot. Also, in every bus station, we can see traffic controllers maintaining the order.
Accommodations are another fundamental necessity for a good trip. Having a comfortable place to stay is sure to help visitors better enjoy their time in Shanghai. The local hotels are all fully prepared to receive expo visitors, but they will not be the only lodging option. If you prefer to experience the everyday lives of Shanghai residents, expo homestays will be a wonderful choice. As a supplement to hotels, more than 500 local households have been approved by expo organizers to host overseas travelers in their homes. Zhu Jianguo from the Shanghai Tourism Administration says the home inns are certainly not as luxurious as star-rated hotels, but at-homestay visitors can get a better idea of what life is like for an ordinary household in Shanghai.
The Expo Homestay program combines family, community, folk, and ethnic culture. Our initiative is also linked with hotel, catering, and cultural elements. It's designed to show the everyday life of Shanghai to the whole country and the world.
Many participants in the homestay program have prepared special gifts for their guests and upgraded their rooms to provide better accommodations.
We would like to contribute our part to the World Expo. Besides, we can learn a lot from foreign guests, and we can introduce them to Chinese culture as well. We used to provide lodging for foreigners. The additional events, especially for World Expo guests, include Tai Chi lessons given by senior citizens who do morning exercises, a tour to our alleys to see the historical architecture in our community, and cooking lessons in residents' kitchens on traditional Chinese dishes. Thus, we enrich the life of the homestays and elevate our accommodation quality.
As part of its efforts to ensure the World Expo is a success, Shanghai has recruited 200,000 volunteers to work at the Expo Park and service stations around the city. They will offer reception, interpretation, information counseling, and emergency aid services. The curtain of the World Expo will lift in just 5 weeks, and Shanghai is now gearing up for its final preparations. The city and its people will go all out to put on a splendid and memorable event and present the best services to guests from all over the world.